Good morning. It is time for our weekly conversation with Soy Roy, Roy Smith from Cass County, Nebraska, as we talk a little bit about the markets here this week. And Roy, you said you caught a rain shower this week and kept the crops at bay for a couple of days, huh?
Right. We had just less than an inch, two different rains, consecutive days. And, you know, that doesn't sound like very much, but I was out digging in the garden, digging my big onion crop this year, and the soil is nice and moist down 5 or 6 inches, so it's going to do us some good this week. What happens next week, that's another story.
How are the crops looking, you know, as we get here, what are we, in the third week in August? How are they looking around your area?
Well, they're looking real good. The corn is showing some yellow spots, has been for about 10 days, and I'm guessing it's probably places where the little bit too much rainfall and soaked the nitrogen fertilizer away. Nitrogen inhibitor on my nitrogen this year, and I think I could tell the difference because it stayed with me longer than some of those people that didn't. So I'm going to take a look at doing that again next year for sure.
Yeah, we were talking about crop conditions and kind of referring to what the Midwest Pro Farmer Crop Tour has been saying. Of course, their final results come out a little bit later today. But, you know, as they got into Iowa, they were seeing some sudden death syndrome on those soybeans.
They were, you know, we've heard people in Iowa talk about sudden death syndrome now for a couple of weeks. And you kind of say, oh, yeah, well, you guys are, you know, 70 or 80 bushel beans. So if it knocks a little off of that, it isn't going to hurt anything. But then when the Pro Farmer Tour got there and it appeared to them to be real and maybe worse than what they thought it was going to be. So that'll certainly be a factor if it does get worse. A sudden death syndrome is something that really happens right at the end of the growing season and can really, I guess, take yields down pretty bad. I haven't ever had it myself.
Yeah. As long as we're talking about soybeans and things that can affect it, I took in earlier this week the soybean cyst nematode field day that was down by Waterloo. And, you know, for growers that aren't aware of this pest, you know, that's something else that definitely can limit those yields, can't it?
Oh, absolutely. We've had cyst nematodes on the river bottom for 20 or 25 years. And until we caught on to what it was, it took the yield down dramatically. We've been planting nematode-resistant hybrids or varieties now ever since they've been available, and if you've got them, those resistant varieties are worth their weight in gold.
Let's talk about the markets here this week, and we started off the phone call, at least when you called, and we started visiting about things. This demand for old crop soybeans just is not going away, huh?
It's not going away. I'm sitting here with the bid sheet in front of me, and the beans for nearby delivery are 58 cents a bushel over, or excuse me, 52 cents a bushel over delivery in September here at the Midwest Co-op. At processors in Lincoln and Council Bluffs, there may be even a little bit bigger premium than that. So they're scrambling to get the last of those beans before they run out and the plants have to shut down.
Yeah. The question is, are those beans out there, Roy?
Well, the beans are out there. The question will be how long will it take for them to mature? I mean, here we are the 20th of August, and I haven't seen any beans starting to turn yet. And, of course, that normally is a good sign because you want them to take advantage of every drop of moisture and every minute of sunlight that you can. So, yeah, the beans are out there. How soon are they going to be ready? My guess is that they're not going to be ready any earlier than normal, and maybe not quite as early as normal.
Yeah. How about the old crop? Do you think there's beans in storage that'll take the processors between now and then?
I really don't think that there's that many beans around, and you know, I don't know what happens when they run out, but somehow they never do seem to run out. But they must be getting very close to have the kind of premium in the bid that they do, and probably scrambling for that last guy who said he's going to hold out for $20.
But whether or not they'll give $20, that's something else, right?
Well, you know, when wheat was $20 back a couple years ago, they found out that processors wouldn't pay that for it, and farmers had to settle for a little less than that, and some cases, they stored it until it was worth quite a bit less than that.
Yeah. Let's take a look at our marketing plan, you know, with the week that's behind us now. And, you know, the market's giving us some opportunities, not only on old crop, but new crop, aren't they?
Well, it is. You know, I look at the bids here today, and we're locally 78 cents under the nearby futures for fall delivery. You know, and I'm thinking, boy, you want to try to sell something, but to maintain the basis on them, because that basis is widened out quite a bit, probably anticipating a good crop and that farmers are going to go ahead and sell them anyway. But, you know, use a hedge to arrive contract or use futures, but let's try not to lock in the basis until we absolutely have to.
Okay, so the difference right now is leaving the basis open, huh?
It's leaving the basis open and, you know, hoping that we'll get through harvest. Chances are harvest will go pretty fast, and once it does, we get down towards the end of harvest, and then we get that dead cat bounce in the basis and also in the futures market.
All right. How about corn? We hadn't talked a little bit about corn here this morning. Any thoughts, ideas there?
Well, we don't have that spread in corn. There's still plenty of corn around. There's still farmers trying to deliver old crop corn that maybe isn't in the best of condition, and as long as that exists, probably going to be hard to get much of a rally in the corn market. And there's big concern now that there's not going to be room for the 2010 crop. So farmers need to be cleaning those bins out, or if they got the bins cleaned out, get them ready, because you're probably going to have them to keep the combines running.
Yep. For folks that would like more information from you, there are several ways to get that.
Roy@soyroy.com, my email address, soyroy.com, my website.
Appreciate the comments, sir, and we'll visit with you again next week.
I'll be here.
Soy Roy Smith from Cass County, Nebraska, and an update on the markets here on 840 KTIC.